Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Listen, we're in a day right now where the vice president, the former vice president of the United States, he was the vice president for Bill Clinton, for America.
One heartbeat away.
Do what?
One heartbeat away.
One heartbeat away. And, you know, it was, yes. And he ran for president, and he was less than 400 votes away from being the president of the United States during George Bush's second term. Remember the hanging Chad situation in Florida?
Oh, yes.
And the Supreme Court had to rule whether Vice President Al Gore was going to be the president or George Bush.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe they're the one that presented the case before the courts.
Yeah.
Thank God. But think about it, God knew this day, and he knew. This guy, so a couple years later, after trying to convince everybody the world's ending because of the polar ice melt thing, that he starts a network called, I guess called Link Network.
Current
Network, where I believe it's in like 47,000 homes, and it has like 26,000 viewers anytime. 46 million homes, and it has like 26,000 viewers at any time. Even cable news networks are going, that's really bad. That's really bad.
Right.
And so he was wanting to sell his company for whatever reason. It's very liberal. It's very, you know, the negative direction where a company's going now, that's where, you know, Current is focused in the area. That's why nobody's watching it.
Mm-hmm.
That's why no liberal talk shows make it. You know, they're like, you're going to kill us. And anyway, so this is a man who said that he's worried about the world being destroyed by everything heating up, global warming. And then he goes and sells his Current media network, which was on, I believe, Warner Brothers cable system. That's how they had 47 million homes. And he sells it to Al Jazeera, which is reportedly or allegedly a terrorist organization. At the least, they support terrorism and Al-Qaeda, and they're the ones that were playing all those videos from all these ones that were saying these negative things, and they openly stated, allegedly, and it's reported that they hate America.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying not to raise my voice because it probably just kind of busts your speakers. Our vice president just sold a media access, the voice and the video access to 47 million homes to the terrorist, to an alleged terrorist organization who has the media capabilities to be able to start feeding in those 47 million homes and get more than 26,000 viewers for $100 million.
Mm.
And he did it before the close of 2012 so he can get the tax write-off.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he's part of the party that's saying, listen, raise their taxes. You should have waited to January 1st so you can give more of that to the needy.
That's right, because you can't afford it, right?
I'm just talking about your fair share.
Exactly.
But the whole thing, a man who was less than 400 votes away from being the president of the United States, was vice president for 8 years under President Bill Clinton.
And a senator before that.
And he just sold media access, visual access to 47 million homes in America. It's reported also, which I'm very encouraged by this, that I believe it's Warner Brothers who has it, that they removed Current from their lineup, and they're going to give them that kind of access.
Wow.
Which they just paid $100 million for
nothing.
And then interesting, too, the Al Jazeera, they get all their money from the oil money, which produces all the heat, which actually comes against global warming. It's like, you didn't mind taking the oil money, but you've been dogging the oil companies. I was like,
crazy.
Are you serious? It's like, and the thing is that nobody's really, I mean, yeah, if you listen to certain conservative broadcasts or news, you can hear something, but nobody's really openly saying anything.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.